Your main goal in life should be to become an antisocial little pump freak. So like, let's break down what that phrase means. Antisocial little pump freak. Let's start with antisocial. Antisocial means exactly what you think it means. It means against social settings, against society, against coming together, against all types of social settings, family reunions, college reunions, meeting for dates, any of that. Antisocial little pump freaks, they're completely against all of that. If anything, they would hold a protest against it if they could, but they probably wouldn't get anyone to show up because they're such fucking losers. Really, just if you want to become an antisocial little pump freak, just get used to saying no to these events. If someone asks you if you want to go see a movie, just say no thanks. And just by saying no, you should feel relaxed. And if you ever say yes to any of these events, you'll probably notice just a lot of stress building up. You'll notice a lot of planning, a lot of anxiety about having to attend these events, about having to be perceived as normal, having to pick your outfit, having to meet new people, and wonder if they're okay with your porn addiction. It's too stressful. You should really just aim to be more relaxed in saying no. You're so lucky that introversion is now a sort of popularized term. But you're not an introvert at all. No, you're antisocial. So you're 100% against going to these events, as well as expressing your disdain to attend these events, like parties or anything. Actively just say, oh, I hate hanging out with friends. I'd rather just be by myself, just hanging out. That's when I'm most relaxed, you know? And then it comes to the second part, you know? You know, we have an antisocial little pump freak. Let's go define what little means. It means that if you ever have to attend these social events, you really just want to be, you know, the smallest person there. You want to be the least noticed. You want to be the least observed. You know, if you're watching a stage performance, you don't want to be on the stage. You want to be in the corner looking at porn, masturbating, touching yourself, doing whatever you want. You want that freedom of no one noticing you, no one really noticing how big of a masturbator you are, because you just want to be perceived as little. You want to be perceived as shy. You want to be perceived as mysterious, dark, sullen, hiding things, so secretive. Really, you're just hiding your massive porn addiction behind this little persona. You know, maybe just even mumble a bit. Mumble a lot. Make it really hard to hear you when you speak. Just be a little person. Just have a little persona. No big ego. Just really appear shy and brooding. Like, don't be rude. Don't be an asshole, of course. Just really stick to small talk. That's what I mean by little. You know, if someone asks you where you went to college, I'll just shrug and be like, you know, I went to school. That's it. If someone asks you, how's your day going? I'll just say fine. Not add the fact that you've been masturbating to hours and hours of porn. You'll just say fine. I'm doing okay. Whenever someone tries to talk with you, you'll just switch to boring topics like, you know, the weather. We'll talk about maybe trees, something boring, something that makes you less interesting, just appear to be just a pebble compared to all these social butterflies, just a pebble. No one pays attention to you. That's what I mean by little. Don't wear any bright colors, nothing too bold. Wear really boring clothing that is in fashion, you know, just blend in with everyone else. Because if you become too plain, that'll attract attention. And you don't want that. Just blend in and fit in with normal society. Then you can go back to your bait cave and do all sorts of depraved things. And now that we talked about the antisocial little part, we're going to talk about pump freak. Yes, it's one term. It's hyphenated. Being an antisocial little pump freak means that you need to be insanely obsessed with pumping. Even when you're not pumping, you can just stroke the air, jerk off the air, make the obscene gesture that you're jerking off the air, maybe with both hands. Be crazy about pumping. Just focus on just the word pump and just how much it makes you want to pump. In fact, you're probably pumping right now, and I haven't even given the command. That's a good sign. That's a good sign that you're already well on your way to becoming an antisocial little pump freak. Just get ready to say, "I'm an antisocial little pump freak," right now. And don't get me wrong, this isn't an insult to you. It's not anything to be ashamed of, because it's your life's goal now to just become an antisocial little pump freak. Slowly you'll notice that you'll be able to masturbate with one hand and count all of your friends in your life with the other. That's right, just imagine. You only have 5 friends in your whole fucking life. That this behavior, this obsession with being an antisocial little pump freak, is just going to take over. Just going to take over so naturally, because it's just easy to become what you've always imagined yourself to be. It's easy to make those life decisions, to pick hobbies surrounding around porn, to pick hobbies surrounding around strip clubs, porn mags, DVDs, adult stores. It's just going to be you, just oversexed all the time. Oversexed and hyper-focused on social situations and how to avoid them. Oversexed and underwhelmed with what you become, what you've let porn turn yourself into. And you'll just increase your porn consumption, really just going to places that erect you all the time by yourself, because it makes you horny knowing that you're just a horny fucker all alone. You're too horny to have friends, too oversexed to have normal friends. And pretty soon one day you'll be stroking, counting all the friends on your hand, and you'll notice that it'll just be 4 friends. And that's how you'll know that it's working. That's how you'll know that you're slowly not considering anyone else to be worth the time reserved for porn, that you're really just becoming so obsessed with taking care of yourself, so obsessed with watching all the porn and focusing on your pump addiction, maybe changing up your style every time you lose another friend. And pretty soon, you won't even notice it. You'll be down to 3 friends. You'll just be okay with that, thinking that the 4th and 5th friend weren't really worth it. You didn't really know them that well, and they didn't really know you, so it's just easier to just say hi every so often and then disappear into a corner, into a public bathroom, and stroke yourself like a little pump freak. And one day you'll notice that you only have 2 friends left. You won't even know. You won't even care what happened to that 3rd person. You won't even try to get in contact with them, because you just have to focus on keeping these 2 friends. Maybe you'll regret becoming an antisocial little pump freak. And so you'll reach out to these 2 friends, trying to connect, trying so hard to connect, to stop being an antisocial little pump freak. It'll be too late by then. You'll only have 2 friends, and your social skills will have waned. Your social butterfly muscles will have spasm and quake as they just waste away, as you forget how to talk about anything except porn and arousal. You just be so quiet all the time, just focused on getting home and watching porn. And then maybe you'll have a bad experience with a friend or something. Maybe cancel on them too many times. They catch you watching porn. They catch you being a horny little pump freak. And you'll just let them just leave. You won't try to stop them. And pretty soon you'll only have 1 friend left. You look at your hand, and it's just 1 finger sticking up, maybe even the middle finger. And as you choose not to answer any texts or calls, emails, friend requests, you'll just notice that that finger is just creeping its way into your hole. That's right, you're a little antisocial little pump freak. You're just going to imagine having no more friends, only using that other hand to really finger yourself and masturbate even more, becoming more and more of an antisocial little pump freak, spending your days, months on computer screens, focusing on porn, focusing on pumping. You'll go full no contact, no socialization, trying not to relapse into being a normal person. You'll just have no days off from masturbation, no days off from porn. Just isolating yourself, being an antisocial little pump freak. Just like all the rest of them. Thousands and millions of antisocial little pump freaks all going down this route.
freak.
Not even noticing until it's too late. You won't even remember how to socialize at that point. You'll just know how to reblog, retweet, and save porn to your device. And then the next time anyone asks you how you're doing, you'll just be silent, nod your head, trying not to say, "Help, I become an antisocial little pump freak."